welcome to the Scott Does Stuff podcast. I'm Scott. Welcome to the first episode. In case you didn't know, because I don't know how you would find this. Excuse my chair. I don't know if I would find this if you didn't listen to any other podcasts, but I have a whole month long full of things that I do on this podcast network, I guess you could say. If you listen to a We Deliver podcast, I usually bring guests on. We order food, and then we'll wait for the food to show up. We talk about certain topics based on cards that they are drawn. Scott Ruins Your Podcast. Scott Ruins Your Podcast is the live show that John Egan and Mike Esterkan join me on, recorded at Green Room Lounge in Deep Pier, Wisconsin. The newest one, which if you are subscribed to this podcast feed, you would have heard last week. It's called The Month of Movies, where my brother Jason and I, we watch movies in a month. And then at the end of the month, we kind of discuss all the movies that we watch because he has a different schedule than I. And we don't watch the same movies very often. So we kind of just discuss what we saw, talk about ideas and movies, and review things. And then this is Scott Does Stuff, which is going to be basically me talking to you. No, there might be guests once in a while. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. But yeah, I have a schedule, and if I had my bag and if I was ready for this, you're the one recording it, Scott. You should be ready for everything. I know. I'm very talented at being ready with things, but I do have a calendar of like every first Monday, second Monday, third Monday, fourth Monday is and then so this is me talking about things, but I just went grocery shopping today, and I don't know why. I'm ashamed to say it wore me out. I don't know what it was, but I went grocery shopping, and I just wanted to pick up some, like, lunch meat and some fruit and yogurt and stuff. And there were so many people. There were so many people that I couldn't handle it. There were so many. I usually get pretty I get anxiety. There we go. In social situations, and I just got to work my way through them. But it was like packed wall to wall with people. The parking lot was full. Like it was. It felt like it was the day before Thanksgiving, or even the morning of Thanksgiving. People were like, oh my god, I need to get bread and rolls and cranberry cans and stuff. That's what it felt like. And there, I looked at the coupons, and it's like, oh, nothing is on sale except for, like, if you bought ham, you got a bag of rolls for free. But it was just like, it was crazy. But I suppose I usually go grocery shopping, like, late at night or after work and stuff, where I'm not used to people being there, which is much nicer because then you don't have to wait in lines and you don't have to constantly worry about hitting people when you go around the corners. Because there's so many old people here today that I don't know, they must have gotten out of church or something. And they're just like, we need to get cans of ham. I don't know what old people eat. Soup, maybe? Their soup was pretty empty there. Oh, God. This is going to be so fun when people listen to this. Some things are going on in my life. When this episode is released, will probably be the last Monday in February. 2 days from then, I'm going to Jamaica. In case people didn't know, in my life, actually, I don't think it's even been mentioned on a podcast yet because the episode with them is coming out like next month. But my friend Justin, who, if you listen to the We Deliver podcast, I believe episode 8, which has yet to come out yet. But it's coming out in March. My friend Justin is getting married, and he's getting married in Jamaica. So I get to go down there and be in the wedding. And I've never been on an airplane before. So I get to fly over a big body of water on my first airplane trip, which is going to be exciting. And I had to buy my tickets, and I got to pick my seats, which I don't know which ones are good seats. But people are like, you should buy the window seats, and you should get the aisle seats. I'm like, I don't know which ones I like. So I picked both because I fly out of Milwaukee, and then I get a layover in Alabama. Not Alabama. Georgia. What's the city in Georgia? Atlanta. I get a layover in Atlanta, and then I land in Jamaica. So I have two airplane rides. And then the way back, it's the same thing. Go back to Atlanta, go to Milwaukee, and then drive back here to Green Bay. So I get a whole smorgasbord of seats I get to sit in. I get to sit in the middle seat, and the wing seat, and the window seat, and the aisle seat. It's gonna be great, guys. I'm hoping. I've never been in an airplane before, and I'm hoping my imagination is gonna be as great as no, I hope reality is gonna be as great as my imagination. Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna sit next to some people that are gonna be interesting because there's not a lot of like seats in the rows there. So these people are sitting by themselves. I could talk to them, hopefully. And I'm like, how great would that be if I was able to bring my little sound recorder on the airplane and like, oh my God, I'm sitting next to someone that's so interesting. And then I could do like a podcast while flying in an airplane and then we could talk to them. But I'm probably gonna get some weird drunk man who's like, I don't like talking to people. And he like farts a lot and then he'll like spill his drinks on me because he can. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Or it'll probably be like some old woman or some like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just hoping, and I'm sure it's like a 0.5% chance of me sitting next to a pretty girl or a celebrity. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm probably gonna sit next to some business guy who's like, I sell condo timeshares in California and Jamaica, and then he like tries to talk to me about a timeshare the whole time. Oh man, I'm so annoyed. I'm gonna bring my iPod so I can listen to things. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and I mean, I listen to a few podcasts here and there, but I don't know why it is, but like when I listen to podcasts, there's like a few podcasts that I listen to that if it's a main male host of the podcast, I get more annoyed with it. So I like listening to the female podcasts. If that makes any sense? I guess that does make sense because I like listening to girls talk because I like girls. So maybe it's just a thing of like, hey, I like to hear girls that are funny and they talk and they're like being silly. I hate that word silly, by the way. But like lately I've been listening to Vomit on the Web with Ingrid and Ingrid Haas and Michelle Stevens. I can't pronounce words. That one's really funny because they're just weird girls. And then Called Chelsea Peretti. And Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. Those are three fun podcasts where the girls are just weird and interesting. But I'm sure you don't want to listen to me talk about podcasts. You want to hear me do a podcast. So Scott, what's in the news? I don't know. Olympics? Fuck, I don't know. I don't care about the Olympics. I'm not gonna lie. I don't. I'm not. I've never been a sports guy. I don't like it. I don't care about sports. I don't like watching sports. I like watching sports with friends, because then it's like we just hang around with friends, and I can say dumb things because they know I know anything about sports. So I'll just say dumb things, and they're like, "Ah, oh, he's hilarious. He doesn't know anything about sports. He's talking about flip flops and ski jumps. I don't know." And then I'm funny for a little bit. But Olympics, it's I mean it's cool for them, but it I'm not gonna lie, I don't watch TV like on TV. I'll watch TV shows, but I don't watch them on TV when when like live TV. So I'm not gonna sit down and just toss on the Olympics. I don't it's, and the only reason why I don't even know what channel it's on except for the fact that I know NBC is covering it because Community isn't new. All month of February. I want to watch Community. I want to watch new episodes of Community. So I can't watch it during Olympics time. So I'm assuming it's mostly on Olympics. I don't know. Maybe sports ESPN or Sports Center channel show has it too. Maybe they play reruns or reruns and highlights of sports. Like, hey, look at all these people. They did a triple axel split on the downhill motor jump. Downhill motor jump. That'd be like a. They should do that. Downhill motor jump. What would that be? Like a snowmobile? That's more like the X Games. Yeah. I don't know. They don't get. Do they get medals in Olymp? I know Olympics. Olympics they get medals. I don't know about X Games. All I know is it. Some gum came from that. Shaun White chews gum, and he made good flavored gum with Stride. Oh boy! So this winter, huh? How who is? Hey, hand of raise of hands. Who in this room is from a cold area? And who, raise your hand if you are from a warm area. I don't see your hands. I'm just looking at my computer right now. So tell me, how's it going down there in the warm areas? If you're listening to warm areas. I know I have some friends in North Carolina. We did some improv with some people down there, and I'm seeing all their crazy snow pictures from North Carolina by the ocean, and they're like, snow's everywhere. I'm like, whoa, this isn't something that North Carolina does, is it? That's crazy. So yeah, I see all that. But I mean, we're in Wisconsin. It's th this year is actually crazier than usual. I don't even know what's happening with all the crazy weather. It's so much snow, and it's not even March yet. And usually it's in like a line, which scares me because, again, going back to the whole flying an airplane. I mean, I'm hearing Georgia's like getting canceled out of everything, and I have to land in Georgia and then take off in Georgia. So I don't know. Hopefully, everything's gonna be okay. And if not, this is the last Scott Does Stuff podcast. Oh, I'm gonna listen to this on the airplane just to jinx myself. I don't know. Everything's gonna be fine. I'm probably just gonna. The worst thing that's gonna happen is I won't get salted peanuts. Do they? They don't serve peanuts on airplanes anymore, do they? Because the people get allergic to them. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. They should have a plane that's non like everyone that goes on it doesn't have any allergies, because then they can just let everything like everyone gets to eat peanuts because no one's allergic to peanuts, and they have strawberries and sesame seeds and gluten food meals and cats and bumblebees and all the things people are allergic to, and they can just have a fun time on an airplane. But I won't really be allowed on that plane because I'm kind of allergic to cats, so I guess it's I'm just kicking myself out of that airplane myself, so I guess that won't work. But do they, I don't know, do I heard I haven't, like I said, I've never been on an airplane, and pretty much everything I know about airplanes is from 1980s and 1990s stand up. So the food, they don't serve food on short trips, do they? Like snacks? Do you, if you get a drink on a plane, is it free? I don't know how that works. They don't feed you at all? I don't know. If it's getting laid over, I'm sure it's not a long trip. I don't know. I just want to I'm going to I don't know how to eat for this plane. I'm going to eat breakfast and then fly to Georgia and then have a Coke while in Atlanta. This is gonna be such an experience. I bet the trip is gonna be like everything I talk about the trip will be airplane and airport material stuff. I'll be like, oh yeah, the beaches were nice and it was hot. But oh my God, I was in Atlanta and I saw 15 people that had the same shirt. Oh, I've never been in even like, I've been in an airplane once or twice, I think twice, three times. I don't know. My brother years ago, a couple years ago, a couple years ago, by that I mean like 12 years ago, he went to Scotland. So I think I was there to drop him off because I was in college, and my parents drove him there to the airport because he went to Scotland for a class. And so I was there for that. And then I was maybe even like 20 some years ago, my aunt lives in Connecticut and she flew in. I remember being at the airport for that. Other than that, I don't even know what insides the airports look like. So this is gonna be, except for like on sitcoms or TV shows or movies or Lost. So I know nothing about this, and I leave in a few days. Oh boy, this is gonna be exciting. What else should I talk about, you guys? What? Someone said video games? Okay, I like them. I've been playing video games. No, I'm not gonna do that. talking about video games, unless like someone specifically wants to hear talking about video games, it's so hard to talk about because no one's gonna be like, oh my god, tell me more about how you played Super Mario Brothers. I'm like, well, I held down the B button and ran, ta-da, push the jump. Like no one, it's not interesting to listen to people talk about video games, or to listen to people talking about video games, right? I've been playing Fable Anniversary Edition. I always liked that Fable game, that first one. It's good. Good times. It's, what, came out 10 years ago? That sounds about right. Yeah, good times. I like reading. Oh, Jesus, I'm circling the drain now. What else will I talk about? So, how was everyone's Valentine's Day? Good, right? It was two weeks ago now? Two weeks ago now? Good. Everyone, raise your hands if you had something to do. Something to do, not someone to do. If you had someone to do, good job. Good for you. Congratulations, you fucking assholes. Oh, boy. I could easily just talk about Valentine's Day for 20 hours. Not really, but I'm generic angry single person Valentine's Day pessimistic. I'm one of those guys who's always like, well, I think you should love someone every day of the year, and then stupid to just pick one to show them. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Scott? You haven't had a girlfriend in forever, so you don't even know. You don't talk about this stuff. Don't be like, you're doing this wrong, idiots, with all your fucking girlfriends and your wives. You're doing this all wrong, but they're the ones that are like, oh my god, 15 years together, and I just want to slap them. So obviously I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it wrong, and they're doing it right. So maybe I shouldn't complain about Valentine's Day. That's, oh boy. So I turned 20, not 21 this year. I turned 21 10 years ago. I'm turning 31 this year. Actually, the week, not the week this comes out, the week after this comes out, is my birthday. I turned 31 on the 3rd, which is the Monday. I don't know what to do for my birthday because, I mean, I'm going to be coming back from Jamaica like Sunday night. So I'm off on Monday because I took off because I know I'm going to be dead tired from flying, and then we come back. I fly back like late at night, and not late at night, it's like 11, but then I land in Milwaukee, and then we gotta drive back up. So by the time I get home, it's gonna be like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I have to be at work at 8 in the morning. So I just took the day off because I'm gonna rest up from, I'm not gonna be able to sleep only for like 5 hours, and then like come in just bright eyed and bushy tailed, and be like, I'm ready to work after not being on a computer for like a week. So I'm thinking I'm gonna celebrate my birthday the following weekend. I don't know. Birthdays are weird. I don't like celebrating birthdays. Because I always feel like if I miss someone's birthday, I'll feel bad. And it's, I don't know, I just kind of hate birthdays in general because it's, like if someone says, hey Scott, happy birthday, and they send me a card, I'm like, oh fuck, now I have to remember to like send them a card on their birthday. And I don't remember birthdays at all. Like if it wasn't for Facebook and like reminding me of birthdays, I would never know. I mean, I know, like in my mind, I have like 10 birthdays memorized, and even that I forget. It's like, oh, Matt's birthday is, you know, on Friday. All right, Matt's birthday is on Friday. And then it's like Wednesday, Matt's birthday is on Friday. Thursday, Matt's birthday is tomorrow. And then Saturday, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to tell Matt happy birthday. It's so hard. Like I know it, and then, you know, I completely forget to do it. So it's like, I hate birthdays. I as stupid as it sounds, this podcast is called Scott Does Stuff. But I hate when attention is drawn to me. So it's like, it's hard for me to be, to walk in a room. So I was like, hey, happy birthday, Scott, happy birthday, everybody have a birthday. And it's, I'm like, oh, fuck, everyone's paying attention to me. But I tried, like, a couple years ago, I tried, like, getting over that fear. And it was such an awkward, like, it was, I did what I called a surprise birthday party. It was my 29th birthday. And I sent a Facebook invite out, and I was like, hey, I invited a bunch of specific people and was like, hey, I'm having a surprise birthday party. Don't say if you're coming or if you're not coming. Just show up that day if you want to be there. And you had to give me a present. I don't care what it is. It can be something expensive or something free. I don't care, as long as you surprise me with something. And pretty much everyone that I invited showed up, which surprised me. But I mean, it was one of those things. I knew the party was coming, so it wasn't a surprise in that sense. But then I got like some things I got was like, you know, my brother gave me a video game, and then like that was probably I don't know if that was one of the more expensive things, but like my brother like gave me a video game. I got like a giant flask and a dead frog from my friend Ty. Jen gave me some knitted ghosts from Pac-Man. I got like a bottle of lime juice. I got a loofah. I got a CD of like Gaelic music. John Brunage gave me the breath from his lungs. Thank you, John. So like it was a whole like thing of just, I'm not gonna list all the things. I mean, thank you everyone for who came that year, because I got a lot of things. But the idea of that was, I centered it all around myself to try to snap the hatredness of me, of all the attention being on me. So I did a trivia contest, like who knows me best type thing. And I had three rounds. First round was true false, second was multiple choice, and third round was short answer. And I gave it to everyone, and I had asked questions. I asked questions, and they had to answer them, and then I graded them, and then whoever got like the highest score got a prize. Second highest got a prize, and like the worst score, they got a prize. And the funny thing is, one of the guys showed up. He showed up in the third round, so he only got to do the short answer question, which he didn't know a lot of the answers. But then John Egan's wife, or fiance at the time, maybe just girlfriend at the time, she was there for all three rounds, and she got the worst. So the guy that showed up, Sean, that showed up for the last round, did better than Sarah did the whole game, which is pretty funny. But yeah, I tried. It was one of the things where I just tried seeing what was, like, how I could handle everyone having attention on me. And it creeped me out, but I got accustomed to it eventually. But it was one of the things where I hated it, because also, like, everyone's there for my birthday. I mean, everyone knew each other pretty much, but everyone was there for my birthday, and like I felt like I needed to talk to everybody, and it was so overwhelming. But and then the next year I just sent an email out like that night and said, hey, we're having some people over to play video games and drink or whatever, so if you want to show up, come on over. And like I think John and Sarah came over. Yeah, I think there might be one or two more people, but like, yeah, no one showed up, because I was like, I had enough last year. Yeah. So, I don't know what else to talk about, guys, but this is the first episode. I hope you like it. I hope you listen. Comment on iTunes. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Comment on iTunes and rate it or whatever. I don't know. Stuff like that. If you want to send me an email, hey, that'd be fun. If you want to send me an email for stuff you want to hear me talk about or get my opinions on, email me at Scott. No. What was the email? Oh, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. If you want to hear me talk about certain things, that could be fun. That could be a weird little thing that I could just go into random tangents about. Just a list of like, I want to hear you talk about brownies. Well, I eat them. Never had a pot brownie. I just have brownies. They're okay. I mean, it depends on how they're made. See how fun that is? Just send me topics on stuff like that. So, yeah, well, welcome to the first and very short, less than a half hour episode of Scott Does Stuff podcast. I guess that's all. What kind of ender should I have? I feel like I have to have some sort of catchphrase. That stuff's been done. No, That's the stuff I did. No, Scott did stuff. No. Do your own, go your own way. Fleet, soon, soon you'll never have.